Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. From the talented Newark-born multi-instrumentalist and composer Tyshawn Story, we run into a new episode of Neon Jazz with the 2007 tune Sympathy off his CD, That Knot. This cat has always been known for his virtuosity, mastery, and memorization of highly complex scores. Over his career, he has performed nationally and even internationally with his own ensembles and with the likes of John Zorn, Vijay Iyer, Roscoe Mitchell, George Lewis, and so many other cats. We caught up with him here at the show and asked him about how it all began, this love of music he has, and this is what he had to say.
Well, just mostly from listening to the radio and that kind of thing, and understanding that I didn't have to listen to things that, you know, people in my youth kind of told me that I needed to listen to or something like that, or bought into any kind of social pressure on what to listen to. So I just basically listened to whatever wanted to. I basically recorded cassette tapes of the music when I would hear it on stations like WKCR-FM or WBGO.
So he gets support for his creative projects from the Jerome Foundation, the Shifting Foundation, and was recently named a 2017 MacArthur Fellow. Over time, he has released 7+ critically acclaimed recordings that feature his work as a composer, multi-instrumentalist, and conceptualist. And things just keep on getting better for this cat. As we get into the master Duke Ellington with his 1946 song, The Gal from Joe's, have a listen to him talk about the Duke effect as the show goes on.
I mean, I guess I recall getting some early Duke Ellington recordings or whatever. A lot of those were very inspirational for me, particularly during his OK period. Also, the music of Charlie Parker, the music of Thelonious Monk, a lot of different things or whatever. Like, my uncle collected some records and everything, and sometimes I would go through his record collection and then listen to some stuff that he would get. I am a multi-instrumentalist, composer, and conductor, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was what many have called a jazz religion. Mr. John Coltrane teamed up with Thelonious Monk with the standard Nutty live at the Five Spot Cafe back in 1958. Man, doesn't get any better than that. And this is another cat that Tyshawn noted as a huge influence. Have a listen to him explain.
And also the music of John Coltrane later became a huge influence for me, you know, just in terms of what I wanted to do, you know, in music and what I wanted to pursue in music and that kind of thing. And then later on, I've checked out a lot of the music of Ornette Coleman and the AACM and people like that, and got heavy into late period Coltrane and that kind of stuff, and just kind of checked out as much as I could, you know.
So when Tyshawn was a kid, he was lucky enough to see Dizzy Gillespie live. As we hear Diz with Paw de Arara off the 2000 CD anthology, listen to Tyshawn explain.
A show with Dizzy Gillespie at Newark Symphony Hall. I was maybe about 7 years old or 7 or 8 years old, and I actually went and met him there. You know, I was maybe 7 or 8 years old, and I don't remember quite what he said to me, but he was very encouraging, and, you know, and I was, of course, the only young audience member there, you know what I mean? In fact, I don't think that, you know, kids were really allowed to go to this concert because it was a late night concert, and, you know, he was there. I guess he had been there for an engagement or something like that in Newark Symphony Hall. But I went anyway, and my father took me there, and I remember, you know, meeting him in the back, and he would let me mess with his mutes and stuff like that, and I would ask him, you know, just really benign questions.
My name is Aaron Dolman. I'm a drummer and composer from Montreal. You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. Thanks for tuning in. Thank you.
That was Montreal-born drummer, composer, and bandleader Aaron Dolman with the 2019 tune Willow Branch off his CD Full of Personal Gusto, known as Nostalgia and Other Fantasies. The CD was inspired by the feelings of nostalgia that were stirred up when sifting through old family photos or driving through the Canadian prairies. And he has a very unique and cool sound. And he opened up to us about how he got to this sound.
So I realized, like, a lot of the music I was playing was either in this, like, improv, free improv sometimes, contemporary jazz kind of thing. And then I had this, I was touring with a folk band every summer. So those two worlds were, like, equally, they felt equally, like, home to me. So I knew that if I was going to put out an album of my own music and put my name on it, it had to feel like home. It had to feel like those two.
From Kansas City's very own Karen Allison, along with her sextet, this is the politically infused tune, The Promised Land, off her CD Shoulder to Shoulder, a centennial tribute to women's suffrage. A very special and timely album. Today, we need it more than ever as this show goes on.
Our weary years of wandering o'er, we greet with joy this radiant shore. The promised land of liberty, the dawn of freedom's morn we see. Oh, promised land, we enter in with peace on earth, goodwill to all. The golden age now comes again, as breaketh every bond and chain, while every race and sect and clime shall equal share in this glad time.
Toilers in many fields have come with sheep for this our harvest home, while spirits true in every age have won for us this heritage.
Oh, golden dawn, oh, promised day, errors lost in truth's fair ray, when all shall know that God is love, the kingdom here around above,
the world one equal sisterhood, and evil overcome.
Hearts, oh tempted ones,
the shadows fade, the sunshine comes.
Freedom for each is best of all. The golden rule, our bugle call. And as to victory on we move, the banner over us is love.
La la la, and as to victory on we move,
the banner over us is love.
Hi, this is Karen Allison, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
¶¶
That was the great and late jazz guitarist Vic Juras with the tune Street of Dreams off his 2016 CD Vic Plays Victor Young. And we lost him on the last day of 2019 on December 31st, suddenly. And it was something that shook the jazz world to its foundation. He was born in Jersey City, New Jersey, and at the age of 10, he began learning guitar. And one of the albums that inspired him greatly was Rubber Soul by the Beatles. That career would move on, and he would record with the likes of Richie Cole during the 1976 and 78 time period, and he would release his debut album as a leader, Road Song, in 1979. He had a very storied and great career. This is a huge loss, and he left so much greatness behind. From big band leader, pianist, composer, and arranger Ralph Flanagan, we give you the 1950 tune, You're Always There, and we are too, as this show goes on.
much you care to know you're always
there. Listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. My name is Adam Rudolph, and I am the composer and musical director of the Go Organic Orchestra, and we've been talking about our new recording, Ragmala, that's in collaboration with the Brooklyn Raga Massive and available on Meta Records.
Is the leader of the Go Organic Orchestra, Adam Rudolph, with the tune Ecliptic off the 2019 CD Ragmala. The band is a 21st century vision of a future orchestra, and Adam's approach to composing and improvisation is something that embraces musical forms and cosmologies from around the world. He is a very deep cat. We caught up with him recently, and all of his insights were fascinating, like this one.
And of course, music ultimately, one thing I learned when I lived in Ghana in 1977, that I learned that I had suspected already, music comes from something greater than music, and music is about something, or can be about something more than music. It's a vehicle, but what those things are, that's the mystery, and that mystery connects to the mystery, or the idea of the flow of what exists, and has to do with the whole philosophical, applied philosophy of living, a lived philosophy. How we choose to live.
From a jazz musician, an arranger, a band leader, and composer, this is Don Redman with his orchestra, and this is the 1931 tune I Heard, and yes, you will, as we move on.
Man, I heard something. And there is something, too. Well, they wasn't talking to me. I just happened to be standing around and heard. Yeah, I heard. And then what I heard. You know, they didn't buzz to me. I just happened to hear it. You know, Pete and he said that Salty said, but Salty didn't say where she got it. They came around and said that it was really a mess, though. I'm not going to say just too much about it. Because I only heard, you know. Yeah, I heard. Way out west, but I ain't gonna say anything about it. I heard it, you know.
Well, come on, tell me a little about it.
No, I'm sorry, because I don't want the scandal to get out, see? Mm-hmm. You know, she said she couldn't hear so well, so yeah. Things was kind of quiet.
Uh-huh.
Boy, if it ever got out, be off a ride.
Well, come on, tell me a little bit.
No, because I don't know whether you talk or not, you see? And if it's ever get out, it's too bad, but I only heard it, see?
I'm Yelena Ekimov, born in Moscow and living in America since 91. I am a composer, pianist, and producer, small jazz label owner, and you're listening to Neon Jazz.
Thank you.
That was the great Russian-born and American-based pianist and composer Yelena Ekimov with her latest tasty offering, Hedgehog, off her CD Nocturnal Albums. So this is her 15th CD in 10 years, and it just keeps on coming, and it's masterful. She is prolific, and we're happy for it. From the duo of trumpeters Dizzy Reese and Ted Kirsten back in 1978, this is the tune Bass Conclave off the LP Blowin' Away to wrap all of this up on this hour of jazz. And it's with that that we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and the proverbial cool cat and man behind the curtain, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Jazz.
Reach out to us. Let us know what's going on. We're always here. We love to hear from you. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right, until next time, enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Excited, but on the other hand, I am
Neon Jazz.